This article will be studied during the week of June 22nd through 28th. Learn from the God of all comfort. Theme text: Comfort others with the comfort that we receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Song 90: Encourage one another. Focus: How to comfort others by following the examples of Jehovah and of those who imitate him.
Paragraph 1, question: Why should we comfort others?
We are all distressed by various trials, so we at times need comfort and encouragement. 1 Peter 1:6. Just as we appreciate receiving comfort from others, we should be quick to provide it to those who are suffering adversity. Jehovah, the God of all comfort, shows us how to comfort others in any sort of trial. We can follow his example by comforting one another. 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4 and 1 Thessalonians 4:18. We do so not because we have to, but because we love our brothers and sisters. In this article, we will consider 1, the meaning of comfort as described in the Bible, 2, how we can comfort others, and 3, what we can do when we need comfort. Comfort as described in the Bible.
Paragraph 2, question: In the Bible, what range of meanings can the word translated comfort have?
In the Bible, the Greek word translated comfort can have a wide range of meanings depending on the context. It can mean encourage, exhort, or urge. The literal meaning of this word is to call to one side. So we can picture a friend coming quickly to the aid of his companion who is suffering, providing whatever help or support he needs. Regardless of the type of help that friend gives, true comfort produces the same outcome. The one suffering is built up and strengthened.
Paragraph 3, question: How did Barnabas set an example in comforting others?
Consider a Bible example. A Christian named Joseph displayed such an outstanding ability to encourage and comfort others that the apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of comfort. Acts 4:36. That name fit him so well that the Bible never again refers to him by his given name. On various occasions, Barnabas lived up to his name by coming to the aid of his fellow believers when they needed help. For instance, when the recently converted disciple Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he wanted to meet the disciples. However, they were afraid of him because of his reputation as a persecutor. But Barnabas trusted Saul and introduced him to the apostles.
The picture for paragraph 3 shows Barnabas kindly bringing Saul to meet some of the apostles at one of their homes. The apostles look skeptically at Saul as he approaches them. The picture caption reads, "Barnabas lived up to the meaning of his name."
How to comfort others.
Paragraph 4, question: What is one of the best ways to provide comfort?
Visit them if possible. Jehovah uses his servants to provide comfort to others. For instance, when the prophet Elijah was depressed, Jehovah used an angel to encourage him. The Apostle Paul also recognized the power of visiting his brothers in person to encourage them.
Romans 1:11 and 12 reads,
"For I am longing to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift to you for you to be made firm, or rather, that we may have an interchange of encouragement by one another's faith, both yours and mine."
When you visit someone to provide comfort, allow time for more than just a brief interaction. If you are unable to visit someone in need, however, do not underestimate the power of a phone call, a letter, a card, or a text message to strengthen him. Will you allow Jehovah to use you to provide comfort to others?
Paragraph 5, question: What challenges can we expect to face?
As the last days become more critical, we can expect to face increased challenges when we try to comfort our brothers and sisters in person. During Paul's imprisonment in Rome, Onesiphorus, who was from Ephesus, searched for him at the risk of being imprisoned or even being put to death. Witnesses in Russia have shown a similar spirit when their brothers and sisters are being persecuted for their faith. When witnesses are brought to trial, their brothers and sisters are present in the courtroom to show their support, even though doing so could put their own freedom at risk. Why not prepare yourself to follow their brave example by studying how God's people in ancient and in modern times have supported one another and have found joy despite persecution?
Paragraph 6, question: how can we imitate Jehovah as we comfort others?
Listen to them. When the prophet Elijah felt that his life was in danger, he poured out his heart to Jehovah. Our loving God listened to Elijah as he expressed his concerns, even though he already knew what was troubling him. Jehovah even listened patiently as Elijah repeated himself. Jehovah also allowed the prophet Habakkuk to express his concerns and doubts in a way that could have seemed as if he were challenging God's authority. Today, Jehovah listens closely to our prayers, even though he already knows what we need. We can imitate Jehovah by listening carefully and respectfully when our brothers and sisters speak. Be quick to listen as they talk, and avoid interrupting or taking offense, even if they seem to be speaking rashly or if they are repeating themselves. James 1:19.
The picture for paragraph 6 shows a sister listening patiently to a distressed sister as she expresses herself late into the evening. The picture caption reads, "Imitate Jehovah by listening carefully when your brothers and sisters speak." Paragraph 7, question: how can we discern the needs of someone in distress?
Discern what a person needs. We cannot read hearts as Jehovah does, so we can only discern what comfort a person needs if we listen to him attentively. Do not assume that you know what the person needs because you know what you would need if you were in a similar situation. We are all different. So take your time, listen carefully, and ask tactful questions that will help to draw out his feelings.
Paragraph 8, question: how did Jesus comfort Martha and Mary after Lazarus died?
Consider how Jesus comforted Martha and Mary after the death of their brother Lazarus. Both women had suffered the same loss, yet Jesus comforted them in different ways. After Martha spoke with him, Jesus shared truths about the resurrection and helped to reinforce her faith in that loving provision. But when Mary came to him weeping, Jesus apparently did not mention the resurrection. Instead, he wept with Mary and asked where Lazarus had been laid. The lesson? When we comfort those who are suffering, we must discern their needs rather than try to use a one-size-fits-all approach.
The picture collage for paragraph 8 shows an elder visiting two widowers at their homes. The elder puts his hand on the brother's shoulder as he cries. Also, the elder shares a scripture with an older brother as they look at photo albums together. The picture description reads, "An elder listens with empathy to a brother who recently lost his wife in death. Later, the elder visits a brother who lost his wife some time ago, and they reminisce about their fond memories of her." The picture caption reads, "When comforting others, strive to discern what they need." Paragraph 9, question: how can we use the Bible to comfort others?
Use the Bible. When you share the comfort from the scriptures with someone, you can help that person to gain hope.
Romans 15:4-5 reads,
"For all the things that were written beforehand were written for our instruction, so that through our endurance and through the comfort from the scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who supplies endurance and comfort grant you to have among yourselves the same mental attitude that Christ Jesus had."
That hope, in turn, provides further comfort and encouragement. How can you find a Bible passage to encourage someone? Some keep a list of verses that they consult when needed, such as those under the topic Comfort in Scriptures for Christian Living. Ask Jehovah to help you to use His Word in the best way possible in order to provide encouragement. His Spirit can help you to recall appropriate scriptures when you need them.
Paragraph 10, question: why must we speak kindly when we try to encourage someone?
Speak kindly. The original language word used for comfort can also be rendered exhort or urge. At times, you might need to exhort or urge the person you are comforting to adjust his thinking. If that becomes necessary, think carefully before you speak so that your words heal rather than hurt. Jehovah set the perfect example when he spoke with Elijah, who was mistaken about the value of his work and about the scope of Israel's apostasy. Jehovah kindly helped Elijah to correct his thinking without directly pointing out his errors. With kindness and careful thought, you can do the same. When you give talks or make comments at Christian meetings, always speak kindly and positively as you try to encourage and strengthen your brothers and sisters.
Paragraph 11, question: what do those in distress often need?
Provide practical help. Those who are in distress often need more than words of comfort.
1 John 3:18 reads,
"Little children, we should love, not in word or with the tongue, but in deed and truth."
Barnabas set a good example when he sold some property and donated the proceeds to support his newly baptized brothers and sisters who were in need. Many of our fellow Christians today follow his fine example by providing practical help to those who need it. Gabriella from Poland was devastated when a flood severely damaged her home. She relates, "I was really frightened and worried, and so were my parents who lived with me. I wondered how I was going to cope. But brothers from nearby congregations came and did a lot of work in just one day. That experience strengthened my faith that Jehovah is directing His people to comfort those who are suffering."
Paragraph 12, question: how can you help your fellow Christians when you faithfully endure trials?
Endure your trials. Paul told the Thessalonians that he gained comfort and renewed energy when he learned about their faithful endurance. He knew that his work among them had not been in vain. Paul, in turn, hoped to comfort his brothers, even those who had not met him, by means of his struggles in their behalf. Similarly, when our fellow Christians see how Jehovah is helping us to endure our trials successfully, they are greatly encouraged.
Paragraph 13, question: what must we continue to do as we encourage others?
Be patient. Brothers and sisters who are discouraged may not respond immediately to our efforts to comfort them, but the Scriptures admonish us to keep encouraging one another. The expression "keep encouraging" describes an ongoing activity. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Be patient as you continue to console and comfort those who need your support. Of course, at times, each of us will need to receive comfort. What can we do then? When you need comfort.
Paragraphs 14 and 15, question: what should we do when we are facing times of anxiety or distress?
Pray to Jehovah. Ask Him to comfort you in times of anxiety or distress. Be specific in your prayers, pouring out your heart to Him. Granted, Jehovah already knows how you feel even before you pray. But sharing your innermost thoughts in heartfelt prayer demonstrates your faith. And Jehovah never fails to respond in His own way to prayers offered in faith. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 urges us, "Let your petitions be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers." Ask others for help. Share your feelings with a mature friend or confide in a trusted elder. Your brothers and sisters can be a source of comfort, but they may not know how you feel or what you need unless you tell them. You can ask them to listen empathetically or to share a scripture or an article that they have found comforting.
Paragraph 16, question. What might happen when others try to encourage you, but what should you remember?
Be patient and forgiving. Your brothers and sisters might make mistakes when they try to encourage you. For instance, they might say or do something that makes you feel worse, not better. If that happens, be patient with them. And remember the words found at James 3:2, "If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man." Focus on the good motives of your brothers and sisters. Bear in mind that the spirit, of course, is eager, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41.
Paragraph 17, question. What should we be determined to do?
We all need comfort and encouragement, and our need will only increase as the last days become more critical and as God's enemies oppose us more furiously. Let us be determined to exert ourselves in comforting one another. How would you answer? As described in the Bible, what is meant by comfort? How can we comfort others? What can we do when we need comfort? Psalm 130, Be Forgiving. End of article.